He was closest angel to God for 100,000 years because Satan is knowledge, pure knowledge. Then Satan went in. All the corners, there was a door, was locked, and he asked permission, and God said, nobody could go there because it's my place. We call that heart. And we know that knowledge cannot go in it. You know how? Imagine now that lady is sitting over there with a lot of good physical evidence, reasoning, and logically will prove to her that if you fall in love with this fellow, your life will be guaranteed, you have whatever you need, whatever you want, blah, 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 blah. Then what happens? Could she decide to fall in love with that fellow and that's it? What can she do? Nothing. Intelligence cannot go in the heart. Therefore, heart is a sacred place. That's why I believe she's exception. Because I know she has a room which belongs to God. In her. Where? It's secret, sacred. Sacred, secret. Only half will go in it. So we have a sacred corner in us. But we don't recognize it or acknowledge it because we are busy in the mall and the supermarket beside this little room. Because we are the merchant. This is how Rumi started. He said, come out of a state of denial, understand that your intelligence, like the others, is in love with the goldsmith, not you. And I promise you, this hikmat, like the hakim, this will kill the goldsmith. Just walk with me. And he started to walk with us, story by story. And with each story, he showed us one angle of this complicated problem. Problem of me and me. Problem of my heart and my intelligence. One wants to be loved, the other one wants to find love. Intelligence thinks that the best situation to be in is to be loved. Intelligence tries to make me beloved. That's how I try to sell myself to other people. Because I believe if I'm loved, so the lovers will give me a lot. So I have everything. That's good. Only the fellow who has seen the beyond will understand. Being in love will do the trick. When you're in love, you don't need anything. Forget your needs, forget that egocentrism and narcissism, and try to understand what love is. How? Let's see this intelligence exactly for what it is. What is the intelligence? Let's start from story 2, 3, 4, 5. Step by step, Rumi told you this intelligence. First of all, he said, this intelligence of you is like the silly parrot. Comparison. You compare this stuff. Comparison in our field doesn't work. Why? Because she's unique. We cannot compare her with something else. Each of us are unique. So forget about comparison. Second, we talked about, remember?
Jealousy.
He said, this comparison brings jealousy. So, you will see your friends becoming better and better, and you don't feel better, you feel worse and worse. Because it's not you, it's them. Then, you create the confusion. You divide all the human understanding in two different categories. You talk about being forced. You talk about the limitation of your power. You talk about something that is not in your hand, it's not in your control. That's what you nag about, right? First of all, thanks God, everything is not in your hand. That was the end of existence. Said, there is no such a thing that it's out of my hand. And there is no such a thing that it's in my hand. Neither is true. Both are true, relatively. There are a lot of things that you can do nothing about it. But there are things that you could do something about it. Those are the subjects. Of course you cannot change the condition of the sun. Thanks God. If you could, the days that you have this hot flash, everybody will freeze suddenly because you change. We are talking about the thing that you could do. Do not fool yourself with this philosophy of animal life. Remember, in the forest, all the animals tried to avoid that game of eating, not being eaten, and all that, but they achieved nothing. Then he said, you know what, the best thing for you is to understand the complicated existence and not simplify it. There is a way to simplify this universe. If you lose your color vision, suddenly you see only black and white. The universe is much, much simpler, right? Black and white is easy. But it's not beautiful. It's good sometimes. Of course, going to the gallery and watching a black and white piece, artistic mate, is fantastic. But color is here. So, please put aside that black and white style of logic of yours. You have invented some logical thinking which goes black and white. Everything is this or that. For us, everything is this and that. That's the difference. For us, there is no up or down. There is up and down at the same time. This is the new vision he started. He said, okay, if you want to learn this, how could you learn this? I mean, this is really bad stuff when they tell you there is no good or bad. Good and bad are hand in hand. How? Do you remember? He suggested with a feeling. He said, there is a feeling. Find that feeling in you. There is a feeling, a mixture of fear and hesitation and passion, both at the same time. This is the state of holiness. When you're in a holy place, you hesitate, you control yourself, and you behave, but at the same time, you're happy, you're there, and your heart is active. So, feel that feeling. Therefore, you will understand really that there is no black and white, I like something or I dislike something. There is always a mixture. Forget about